You are listening to WMUK at 102.1 FM and online at WMUK.org. I'm Kara LaRance. A few days ago, I had the chance to talk to jazz legend Joe Lovano, who will bring the Spring Quartet to town on Saturday for a concert in the Dalton Center Recital Hall. It's presented by Fontana, and you can find out details right now at fontanamusic.org. The last time Joe Lovano was in town, I believe, was in 2013. He was presented as a jazz master on a series held by Western Michigan University. And he told me it was not long after that he formed the Spring Quartet.
Well, around 2014, we formed our group, the co-led ensemble with myself and Esperanza Spalding and Jack DeJohnette on drums and Leo Genovese playing piano. And we had about 35 or so concerts in 2014 in Europe and in the States. And this was the first time we're able to regroup with that personnel. So we're on a nice tour this month in April, this spring, 2019. So far we've played at Princeton, in Ithaca, New York, at Cornell University. We played at Oberlin the other night, Ohio, and in Boston at the Berklee Performance Center for celebrating the Celebrity Series there in Boston. And we go to San Francisco now on Wednesday to play a little West Coast bunch of gigs before coming to Michigan.
So it's been 5 years. Are you all the same players? I mean, I know the personnel is the same, but I'm thinking 5 years of changes and differences.
As jazz musicians, as improvising creative players, you're always developing new ideas and feeding off of your experiences, which over the last 5 years, all of us have been doing number of different things that fuel your ideas. So I would say the music now is the way we're playing together, communicating, is at another level of communication, let's say. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Awarenesses and feelings, and there's a lot of different spaces and things that are happening. We have an amazing repertoire of music that we played before, but we've contributed new compositions to that repertoire. So we have about 20 tunes that we're exploring throughout the tour. So each night is a different combination of material and mm-hmm. ideas.
That's wonderful. You're all contributing your own pieces pretty much equally.
Well, I have quite a few, and Jack has quite a few. Esperanza has a couple, and Leo does also. So throughout the night, we're trying to touch on each one of our compositions within the band, and the certain order that you put things in creates a new journey each night, and that's really fun.
When you were last here, I remember you talking about the two drummers in Us Five. So you hired double drum set players. And you justified it when I asked why by saying they're just different people and their souls and their communication is wonderfully different, even though they're playing, you know, same instrument. But I get the sense that's part of your philosophy, to believe in expression of the individual.
It's that, and also to be able to share the space. You know, in the double drummer setting, you have a lot of different options and flow with the different quartets that can happen and emerge, the different trios that can emerge, the different duet combinations that can emerge. The music takes a special flow when you have a rhythm section like that, you know. Now, in the Spring Quartet, Jack plays like 10 drummers. he's the most masterful musician in jazz, and has his contribution through the years has been just phenomenal and amazing. He plays with such love and passion and flowing ideas like no other, because of his personal journey, coming from Chicago and coming up and playing with all kinds of folks on the Chicago scene, Mu Hall, Richard Abrams, Roscoe Mitchell, and other players like that. But then into playing with Bill Evans and playing with Charles Lloyd and Keith Jarrett, Miles Davis, John Coltrane, Sonny Rollins. Jack has had just an amazing career and has contributed to every ensemble he's ever played in with his own flair and passion. And it's just a thrill to be around him and to play with him every night. It's amazing for me. He's on one of my early recordings on Blue Note Records called Universal Language from around 1994, maybe, or five. That also had Charlie Hayden on bass and Steve Swallow on bass. Kenny Werner, piano, Judy Silvano, voice, and Tim Higgins on trumpet, and Jack. And I wrote for that ensemble, and that was really one of the, for me, like a real springboard into a lot of the music that I've been developing through the years. So playing with Jack is something else, man. Really special.
Did you ever hear Jack boil down the question of what is jazz into a simple phrase at all?
Well, you can't answer that question. Jazz is a personal expression of beauty and love, and your musicianship, let's say. You know, jazz music covers the world of music, and that's why it's so important in today's expression of your life. You know, because you're drawing from the world of music within jazz. You know, it's not one style or another. It's like it's your ideas and how you can execute them together with other people. You don't just play by yourself. Oh, yeah, I play jazz. No, you have to listen and follow the sound and create something spontaneously. You know, we all, every tune is a vehicle for your expression. Yeah.
Another thing we talked about last time was how jazz is now a world music, and you and Tom rattled off about 20 names of players who had left the United States to move to Paris or Amsterdam and taught young players there. And you had just been working with a big band, I think in the Netherlands, maybe. And where was I going with that? Yes, you have a new project, and you mentioned Blue Note, but I believe you're now with ECM as well.
I just released my first ECM recording as a leader after over 25 recordings for Blue Note Records from like 1990 until just the last 2 years. 2015, I think, was my last release, or 16, on Blue Note. And it's this very special trio. I call the group Trio Tapestry, and it features Marilyn Crispell on piano, who's like so beautiful and wonderful, improviser and creative player, and Carmen Castaldi on drums, who I grew up with in Cleveland, and is one of the most creative players in my life. So we're playing in a trio setting with no bass. So I'm in the position playing the saxophone and gongs and other instruments. I'm in the position where the bass is between the piano and the drum. And it's a very special spot for me, and something I've been developing through the years from playing with Paul Motion and Bill Frisell in a trio setting with no bass. Bill and I started to play with Paul in 1981, and we played with Paul for 30 years until his passing in 2011. Documented quite a beautiful catalog of music together through the years, and that really gave me the confidence to try to do a trio with no bass, write some compositions that really take off in different directions like that. We have a tour coming up now in May in Europe, and a week at the Village Vanguard the week of May 21st.
Wow, what a special spot.
Yeah, so I'm real excited about this month, playing with the Spring Quartet, and then doing my trio Tapestry in May in a number of concert settings.
Yeah, I'm beginning to get a sense of why one project is just not enough for Joe Lovano.
Well, you know, through the years, you create all these relationships with people. And through the years, also for me, I've created a situation where I can put together different groups and experience playing together and in performance settings. And I'm really feeling the blessing, looking forward to future projects. And things are happening when you're on the scene, and you have relationships with all kind of folks. Things just happen, you know, in a magical way. Like, I'm going to tour this summer also, just to mention, with Diana Krall in Europe.
Wow.
The month of July, as a special guest soloist with her trio. And I'm really excited about that. Played a couple gigs with her last year, and she just called me recently for the summer. And in September, we're going to do some dates also on the West Coast here in the States. And, playing with Diana and knowing her through the years is really a special setting to get intimate and play through some beautiful music in her repertoire.
Absolutely. She's a cool cat.
Turns a concert hall into a living room.
Oh.
I'm trying to do with my trio also, to play in more recital hall-type venues. And get intimate with the music and not just play through stuff, you know, to really experience it.
Well, this group could have been called the Lovano Spalding DeJohnette Genovese Quartet, but you called it the Spring Quartet. I'm wondering who came up with that.
At the beginning, a few years ago, I mean, we kind of wanted to have a name for the group, and that tour was in the spring. It was also in April when we first formed and toured in Europe. So that just kind of came out, because, yeah. And then we do just have our names, but we wanted to have a name for the group, you know, give it something different and special.
Well, you know, we've been waiting for spring here for so long this winter, and here comes a brilliant group of musicians to help celebrate it. And we're so glad to have you come and play on this Fontana series, Joe. All the best to you.
Thank you.
I spoke with Joe Lovano. The Spring Quartet appears Saturday in the Dalton Center Recital Hall in a concert presented by Fontana. You can find the details online at fontanamusic.org. Here's Joe Lovano and the Spring Quartet featuring Jack DeJohnette, Esperanza Spalding, and Leo Genovese, in a tune called Ahmad the Terrible, written by Jack DeJohnette.